Hi, Tim Blankenship here with Divorce661.com. In this episode, we're talking about the difference of how you classify monies for a buyout, or if it's going to be considered alimony or what's known as an equalization payment. So I have an existing client who had sent over their essentially a draft of their agreement, and in it, it contained a buyout, but they had classified it as alimony. At least they called the buyout alimony, and they even asked, is this going to be a taxable event? So two things. In 2018, get the right year here, it still would be a taxable event. That changes in 2019, and of course, check with your CPA on that. But there are some changes to the tax policies going forward in 2019. But as it stands now, if you classify a lump sum payment, or any amount of money for that matter, whether it be in terms, you know, monthly payments or a buyout amount, and it's classified in the divorce decree as alimony or child or alimony or spouse support, it is going to be a taxable event. In this particular case, the buyout amount of alimony was in excess of $100,000. And the what I wanted to make clear to them is if this is alimony and thus a taxable event, I mean, even at a 25% tax bracket, yes, one party will be able to write it off, but there will be an immediate, in this case, $25,000 tax issue created by the $100,000 plus buyout of alimony. So the question became, and of course, check with your CPA, do you want that money's classified as alimony or as what's called an equalization payment? Generally speaking, if it's going to be an offset of assets for the buyout, you're going to want to classify that as an equalization payment. It's not actually alimony. But if there, even if you had what was truly going to be alimony, if you didn't want it to be taxable, you can classify it as what's called an equalization payment. Again, not a CPA, but this is just some of how we move forward with divorce cases. You'll want to clarify this with your tax professional before you sign anything related to this. But equalization payments are treated completely different currently than alimony payments, whether in term payments or as lump sum payments. Tim Blankenship, Divorce661.com. I hope you're having a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.